This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's
come aboard. Happy Wednesday to you. North America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour launch pad limbo. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Sin City to Cincinnati, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. How are we doing, everybody? March Madness has begun. Couple of playing games last night, which we will discuss. Can Belmont, with a win last night, become this year's Loyola Chicago? Do they have a Sister Jean vibe going on with the Belmont Bruins? We'll discuss coming up in about 15 minutes from now. D'Angelo Russell authors one of the greatest comebacks of the NBA season last night for the Nets in Sacramento. We shall discuss the rebirth of D'Angelo and whether he's a difference maker when we get to the NBA postseason. How you like them apples, Bryce Harper? For a full 18 days, Bryce Harper had signed the highest contract, largest bushel load of money in Major League Baseball history for a full 18 days. And then Mike Trout lit it on fire. We shall discuss whether Bryce Harper actually kept Mike Trout in Los Angeles. Are the Raiders serious? Really? You're going to add Vontaze Burfict to the locker room that you've added Antonio Brown to? How could it happen? And one of the voices of the NCAA tournament, Andrew Catalan, will join us this morning on the show in hour number 3 to discuss the West region, where he will be broadcasting from in Salt Lake City this weekend. So much to get to this morning on the show. This is a good show. This is a really fun show. I'm excited about this show, and I'm excited for you to join in on the show. Hit us up on the phones, any of those topics, anything else, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. On Twitter, hit me up, DA on CBS. Watch the show as well at watchda.com. But can we begin with Doc Rivers? Because this whole season with the Lakers has felt like one foot out the door for Luke Walton. That the players weren't responding to Luke, that LeBron wasn't all about Luke, and that with LeBron and the clock ticking, they'd have to bring in a veteran head coach that LeBron respected more. And so we've had some Doc Rivers rumors. Perhaps Doc would leave the Clippers, shift across town, take over the Lakers. We know Doc Rivers has won an NBA championship as a head coach with that 08 Boston Celtics team. He coached another NBA Finals with the Celtics a couple of years later. And I would imagine kind of one of the most respected head coaches in the NBA. So I think back in the day, Doc and LeBron flirted with one another. I think Doc has always respected LeBron and vice versa. So you could see where that would take shape, that rumor, that idea that Doc would end up coaching the Lakers. And Doc Rivers drops a bit of a bombshell last night. I'm staying. I've got an extension, and we good. And this is notable because, let's face it, the Clippers are an interesting destination in free agency. The Lakers is what everybody is talking about. And for Doc, an unreported extension to stay with the Clippers is significant news. And I wonder, does this come out right now because Doc actually wants to avoid the LeBron circus, not get sucked into the vacuum of the LeBron circus? It is where we begin your cold open.
You'll never talk about this for a while. Let me end this right now. Magic Johnson and I are very close friends, as you know, and that's what we are. We're good friends. I have great respect for him. But the whole history of everything is Steve Ballmer and I have had we have a great relationship. And, this summer we decided to extend my contract. And he did something, and I'm going to throw this out because I just think it's worth saying because it tells you a lot about Steve. He did something that I don't think any owner would do. He gave me an out where I could opt out this summer if I wanted to. Early in this year, we both decided, let's end this thing, take this out and extend and make it a longer deal.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
I am here to read the tea leaves for you. I'm like a beautiful mind writing on the wall right now. Did you hear that soundbite? That tells you so many things. Number one, Doc Rivers wants to stay, is saying he is opting to stay in Los Angeles with the Clippers. Why? Because Doc Rivers is well aware the Clippers are better set up for success than the Lakers are right now. The Clippers have space for max contracts. The Clippers are in L.A. without a LeBron circus. And so for a guy like Kawhi Leonard or a guy like Kevin Durant, who might be alpha males but want to avoid the LeBron nonsense, the Clippers become an amazing destination. I think Doc Rivers knows he can win better. He can win easier. He's got a greater win potential with the Clippers than the Lakers. And how often have you ever heard or felt that? The Clippers have been the ugly stepchild forever in LA. Lakers were glamour, Clippers were trash. And here's Doc Rivers saying, I want to stay. I don't want to go to the Lakers. I'd rather stay here. That's significant. And he's right, because you bring LA to the table with the Clippers and max contract space, but without the craziness of LeBron and Kevin Durant, that might be the favorite to land KD. And if you land KD, you are automatically a contender. Here's the second part. Doc Rivers, in that little soundbite, goes out of his way to discuss, to enlighten, that Steve Ballmer is a great owner. That Steve Ballmer did something, quote, no other owner would do, which was basically trust Doc, give Doc a freedom, give Doc choice. Now, who knows what's real there, because Doc knows how to play the media as well as anybody. He used to be part of the media. However, why do you think Doc Rivers, in this instance, goes out of his way to talk about an owner that's special? Because that could be the difference in landing Kevin Durant or landing Kawhi Leonard. You think about the Knicks, and everybody is pointing at Kyrie Irving or Kevin Durant going to the Knicks, these two max contract spaces. And guess what they've got? the most idiotic owner in the NBA. Nobody wants to play for James Dolan. If they go to play for the Knicks, it's because the money or the arena or the allure of New York can overcome how bad the owner is. But what Doc Rivers is doing is he's already sending out the signals, hey, we've got a great owner here, and I'm staying. He's already laying the groundwork. Why suddenly do you bring up how trustworthy the owner is, that he did something nobody else would do, that he gave you a choice, he trusted you? Steve Ballmer is a good owner, and he wants to create the Clippers. He wants to make the Clippers into a respectable, reputable franchise with elite resources. He wants to separate from the Lakers. He doesn't want to play anymore at Staples Center. He wants his own practice facilities that are state-of-the-art. Doc has this down, and the Clippers have the pitch down. Yeah, you can go play in New York. You can go play with the Lakers. There's other max contract offers out there. But the ownership is great here. The coaching is stable here. And you're in LA. What could be better? The Clippers are the most dangerous team this summer in free agency. You watch. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. This is why Steve Ballmer spent $2 billion on that franchise, when, again, the Clippers were an afterthought in the NBA since their inception. It's because you get all the trappings of Los Angeles, but if you've got some stability and not the chaos of the Lakers, you're a very desirable destination in the NBA. Again, hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. Did anybody else laugh when they saw the Mike Trout signing yesterday? Not only was this great for the Angels fans that have been hearing, Mike Trout's going to leave you. Mike Trout's going to break up with you. Mike Trout doesn't want to be there. It's great for those Angels fans. I feel so good for Angels fans that have been told since day one, Mike Trout doesn't like you. You're not worthy of Mike Trout. I think it's great. I think it's great that he said, I'm going to bet on this franchise, and I hope that they play deep into October and in World Series with him there. Number two, though, Bryce Harper. What a phony. What an absolute phony. I'm going to recruit Mike Trout. Yeah, I'm going to reach out to Mike Trout. I'm going to get Mike Trout here. It was almost like the moment Bryce Harper said that, Mike Trout was like, yeah, I'm going to sign here. Yeah, I'm going to stay. It felt like all systems go for Mike Trout to go to Philadelphia up until Bryce Harper talked about recruiting him. And then it was like, ah, you know what? I think I'll stay. Bryce Harper's such a phony. Like, Bryce Harper was acting as though he was best buds with Mike Trout. Yeah, I'm going to get him here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm going to recruit him here. Absolutely. Meantime, Mike Trout hates his guts. It's like the guy you went to high school with. Oh, yeah, I'm best friends with him. Yeah, I'm best friends. Yeah, we talk all the time. Meantime, you're like, I hate that guy. Hey, Bryce, keep playing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song as you walk up to the plate and fraudulently act as though you're straight Philly. You were the highest paid player in baseball for 3 weeks. Nice. More on that coming up here 1 hour from now. But when we come back, Belmont gets a first four win last night, and they've got some qualities that would make you believe that that could be a Cinderella team. We'll discuss coming up here next whether Belmont can break your bracket. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Too much fun with audio.
And he goes up to Chris. He says, hey, Chris, look who I've got here. He says, is that your son? He said, no, not my son. Try again. He says, is that Damon Amendola's son? He's 21 years old.
Ha 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 ha!
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Contrary to popular belief, I do not have a son, nor do I have a 21-year-old son. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio, 22 minutes past the hour. Brand new PGP is out. The Permission Granted podcast has been released. And the Bourbon Belle makes her debut on the PGP to respond to Mraz and Bogush's accusations on last week's PGP that I had ignored her on my honeymoon to do a Nomad episode. The Bourbon Belle responds with some fire for Mraz, puts him in his place this week's PGP.
The title is actually The Bourbon Belle Claps Back.
And she did.
Oh, yes, she did.
And she did. She put you in your place.
Pretty sick.
It was pretty sick, Ed Reed. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227 on Twitter. DA on CBS. Last night, Belmont gets a first four win, knocking off the Temple Owls last night in a pair of 11s. And so Belmont heads into the field of 64 to take on Maryland this weekend. Is there anything more annoying than calling the round of 64 the second round? It's just so annoying. And so to me, this is how you have to, saying second round, third round, now the second round is the third round. Let's just do this. First four, and then round of 64, and then round of 32. That's the easiest way to do this thing, okay? So last night, Belmont gets the win over Fran Dunphy and the Temple Owls. Let's start with this game last night. Nice job by Belmont, pulling away at the end. This is a team that I think has some juice going into the tournament. 81-70 victory. For Temple and Fran Dunphy, I mean, he had a legendary career at Temple, was a tremendous regular season coach, regularly in the tournament. But boy, his numbers, his record in March were a disaster. 3-14. 3-14. That's 17 times in the tournament, and you lost 14 of them. Man. So that's the first thing. Although I want to tip my cap to Fran Dunphy, because he goes on the Mount Rushmore of college basketball coaches that looked like the mascot. Fran Dunphy looked like the Temple Owl. So did John Chaney, which was truly amazing. They had two coaches at Temple, legendary coaches that both looked like Owls. And they join Coach K on Mount Rushmore of coaches that look like the mascot, because every year Coach K looks more and more like the Blue Devil. That's number one from last night. Number two, you look at Belmont and you project them into the tournament now, and Belmont is an 11 seed taking on the 6 seed Maryland Terps, and Maryland is absolutely beatable. In fact, 11 seeds over 6 seeds are regular items in the March Madness, and you might remember a little stat that almost every year, one winner of the first four wins its first game in the tournament in the field of 64. In other words, if you win first four, if you come out of that, one of those teams is almost guaranteed to win another game. I think it's going to be Belmont. Belmont gets a beatable Maryland team, and then guess what? After that, they get the winner of LSU-Yale. Well, nothing sets up better than that, because either LSU is going to get through its first game against an Ivy League school because it's just got too much talent, or because their coach is suspended because of FBI wiretapping, they're going to flame out in their first game, and you're going to get Yale if you're Belmont. Belmont has all of the stuff that you want in a bracket buster, double-digit C to get into the Sweet 16 and win a couple of games. They've got it. Somebody out of the first four wins their next game into the field of 64. And this matchup is against Maryland, and then the winner of LSU, Yale, and the Bayou Bengals don't have a head coach. I like my chances a lot looking at the Belmont Bruins potentially dancing. Ba-da-da-da-na-na-na-na! Can't you just see little Belmont in the one shining moment montage? Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da! Coming up next on True TV, the 11-seed Belmont Bears will take on the 14-seed Yale Bulldogs in a round of 32 matchup. It's next on True TV. I've got a couple of other upset specials you should watch for the first round. Number one. Speaking of Yale-LSU, keep an eye on that because Will Wade, obviously, out as head coach right now for LSU. And oh, by the way, the Tigers are ranked 222nd in scoring defense. 222nd. That is the type of metric for a high seed that gets them into trouble because then their opponent can shoot, play some offense, score some points, and then put the pressure on the higher seed. Number 12, Murray State over number 5, Marquette. Murray State has one of the best players in all of college football. In college basketball, Ja Morant. You add his spider-like acrobatics to a Murray State team that actually is ranked 40 spots higher than Marquette in scoring defense. And again, ripe for an upset. Watch out for number 12, Liberty over number 5, Mississippi State. Liberty is actually one of the best defensive teams in all of college basketball. They're ranked 6th in the nation in scoring defense. And they beat UCLA earlier this season. Remember, Liberty put Steve Alford on ice. That's also 5-12. And keep an eye on Northern Kentucky, Texas Tech. History says if you're a power conference team and lose your first game in your league tournament, you're not going very far in the big dance. Texas Tech, one of those teams, a 3-seed, but lost their first game of the Big 12 tournament. That does not portend well for Texas Tech in the round of 64. We'll continue with some March Madness breakdown as one of the voices of the NCAA tournament, Andrew Catalan, will join us coming up in hour number 3. Now, Andrew Bogish has stepped into the studio, and Bogish is oftentimes the fact checker for us here on the DA show because Mraz certainly is not. He's bad with the numbers and the stuff.
I'm bad with everything.
Mm. Yes. In fact, yesterday I'm almost guaranteeing that Mraz told me Carter Blackburn was going to be joining us this morning on the show, which was part of the promos and look ahead that we have. Instead, I text Carter last night. He goes, no, I'm not scheduled tomorrow. I said, no, but we promoted it yesterday on the show because Mraz told me that you're coming on. He goes, no, I'm coming on Monday. So Mraz gave me the wrong guest to promote. So this is where we're coming from when it comes to facts, fact-checking.
Yeah.
And you have now alerted the rest of the staff here, including myself, that we don't call the first four the first round anymore.
No, the NCAA realized how dumb that was. So the first round is back to being Thursday and Friday. They still, I think, will not say play-in game for the first four. But the first four, they might say opening round, but the first round is the first round, Thursday, Friday, then second round, then Sweet 16, then Elite 8. There's no more silliness that this is the first round, Tuesday and Wednesday, and the second round is the 64 teams. They're done with that.
This is all so awkward for the NCAA tournament. Forever, it was a field of 64.
Mm.
Didn't have to worry about anything. You get your field of 64. You have until Thursday at noon Eastern time to fill out your bracket. Now, we don't even act as though these first four games matter in the bracket because everybody just fills out their bracket and it's like, oh yeah, winner of Belmont Temple, that team will win. Where we're not even breaking down whether Temple could beat Maryland or whether Belmont could. It's like that team will win or that team will lose, whoever that is. So we've even ignored the first four when it comes to filling out brackets. And then the NCAA realized they were kind of disrespecting these first four teams.
Mm-hmm.
And so This was the first round, so that they didn't feel bad like they weren't really in the tournament.
Right.
And then we had to make sure we didn't only put the 16 seeds battling it out on the first four. It also has to be at-larges. So we've got two games of two 16 seeds and then two games of two 11 seeds just to make sure the 16s don't feel like they're being disrespected.
Yeah, and listen, I'd actually sign up for disrespect them even further. I don't even think I need 64 teams. I mean, with all due respect and, you know, to Prairie View A&M and NC Central and FDU, like, and I get that UMBC won last year and changed the dynamic on my following point, but, like, I would be okay with, like, 32 teams, probably. Like, the teams that could legitimately win the whole thing.
Well, you don't want any Cinderellas.
But
so
that's the problem.
Then we lose Chicago, you don't want?
Then we lose George Mason. I get it. But those were 11 seeds.
Okay.
So, I mean, they might be theoretically, well, I guess they're not through the math. But, like, I'm okay with a smaller field. Like, I can go even farther past 64 before I think we're going too far. We definitely don't need 68.
64 was perfect. 64 was just tremendous. I wonder why it doesn't make sense just to have the 16 seeds play the first four.
I mean, I think partly is
this is just
you no one would watch.
I guess so.
Like, I mean, I'm not making sure. Like yesterday, I wasn't making sure I was at my TV at 6 o'clock for FDU and Prairie View A&M. Now, I wish I could have stayed up more for Belmont and Temple. I really wish I could watch all of Arizona State St. John's tonight. But I mean, and I like college basketball, but I can't be if you tell me, if I get to the little alert that says 5 minutes left, tight game, then you got me NC Central and North Dakota State. Right. But, like, that's not appointment TV just yet.
That's right. Yes. And I think even tonight, they're going to make sure that the 16 seeds play in the late window, right?
No, they're always first. They get them out of the way. Okay. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, we'll tip St. John's off about 10 p.m. Eastern tonight.
Gotcha. Right. Okay. So even here, we're giving the obvious nod. The 16 seeds go first. Okay, you guys are the JV game before the varsity.
Yeah, you're not tipping St. John's, Arizona State at 3 Pacific today.
One more note on this. It's been what must feel like 10 years now. Maybe it's not. Can we stop playing the what channel's True TV game on
right.
Twitter?
That's exactly
enough.
Right.
First of all, you see it every year. Number two, have you not watched Impractical Jokers? I mean, where have you been? I don't understand how you don't know where True TV is at this day and age.
Beyond that, all of our cable systems place all of our channels in weird positions. Like, it's not like TNT or anything else or USA or any other is easily findable now. You just got to scroll through the channels that you get and you find it.
Right. Well, and by the way, you don't, it's not 1993. You don't have to change the channel to scroll. You could stay watching what you're watching while pulling up a guide on your cable and clicking down and looking through what's on what channel.
And on my TV, it's right next to TBS and TNT. They're all back to back to back. So you could accidentally find True TV. It's the lamest joke ever.
Not being able to find a channel these days is now a totally dated joke.
Get right. serious. I mean, unless you've cut the cord and you got to find the app, fine. But if you have cable and can't find a channel, take a lap.
But the app has a big thing, how to watch, and you channel finder. You just click and it tells you, you say who I have, who's your cable provider, and it tells you where what channel True TV's on.
It's easier
and you're good
on
to
an
go.
App. Yes, it's easier on an app. And it's really easy on the NCAA March Madness app. You just pop it up and there's all the games right there. Not being able to find True TV is like an answering machine joke now. Doesn't matter. You're dated. You're out.
Yeah, you suck. But that's it. Get out.
When we come back here on the show, D'Angelo Russell has a historic comeback last night, perhaps the best or one of the best of the NBA season. Does this make the Nets dangerous in the NBA playoffs? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
Of what we're doing.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It has been brought to my attention that Jody Mack on Friday addressed the wet sneeze montage, the Jody Mack attack montage. We will play that in soundcheck. Him addressing the Mack attack montage, part of soundcheck coming up 1 hour from now. You can always watch the show at watchda.com. That is available on any device. Watchda.com to watch the simulcast. It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask a question, pick a question, any question. Just simply tweet at me, DA on CBS, and be listening later on to the show. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Coming up next hour here on the show, the hysterical conclusion to Bryce Harper being the highest paid player in baseball. It lasted all of 18 days. I got all this money. Look, I made $5 million more than Giancarlo Stanton. It only took me 4 months and fraudulent bidding wars and smoke screens and fake news to get me $5 million more than Giancarlo Stanton. But I win. I win. I'm the highest paid player in the world. I'm the luckiest boy. Within 3 weeks, he got zoomed by Mike Trout.
That's baseball.
There sure is. Learn it, Bryce. You and Scott Boras can take a long walk off a short pier in Philly together. So we'll get to that coming up here at the top of the hour. By the way, our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Andy's in Harrisburg listening to SiriusXM Channel 206, and he has an addition for the college coaches who look like their mascots. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, D.A. Beam me up, brother.
You got it. So what's up?
Nobody's talking about college wrestling. It's March Madness in Pittsburgh this weekend, the NCAA tournament. Cale Sanderson, Penn State's head wrestling coach, looks exactly like the Nittany Lion.
Okay, I'm going to have to look this up.
You have to look it up. It's fantastic. It's hilarious.
So you would add him to the Mount Rushmore of Coach K, who looks like the Blue Devil, and John Chaney and Fran Dunphy, who both look like the Temple Owl.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. We'll have to look that up. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Or as you're doing that research right now, Cale Sanderson looks like the Penn State Nittany Lion.
Same face. Yeah, same face as the Nittany Lion.
What do you mean by same face?
Just like you look at it and you look, there's a picture of him next to the Nittany Lion logo, too, doing a presser. Same nose, same baldness.
Well, so you're saying that the Nittany Lion is bald?
Well, I mean, obviously the Nittany Lion is fur, but if you can't tell it's real fur, just look at it. Look at his face next to the logo.
So what I think we're seeing here is you're looking at Cale Sanderson's deep-set eyes. They look like Nittany Lion eyes, and his high cheekbones look like the Nittany Lion high cheekbones.
Exactly. I think the whole facial structure there uplifts the face, and you could see him roaring.
All right, we've added him to the list. That's a good one. Nice job by Andy. Cale Sanderson, wrestling coach of Penn State, looks like the Penn State Nittany Lion logo.
By the way, we are now up to the Penn State wrestling coach being mentioned in the first hour of the show today during March Madness week.
Yeah. All right.
So last night, the Brooklyn Nets played in Sacramento, and under normal circumstances, this is not national news. The Sacramento Kings are sliding out of the postseason standings in the Western Conference, although a very fun, young, exciting team with good young stars, and they're certainly building something there. Not quite there yet. They played the Golden State Warriors incredibly tough all four times this season. Reason for Kings fans to finally be excited. That new arena is absolutely gorgeous. And two young stars that you can build around. Okay, here we go. And the Brooklyn Nets are right now a 7 seed in the East. So they will likely slip in to the Eastern Conference playoffs. But again, no real national cachet in this game. Except for what happened late. In this game last night, it looked like it was a comfortable win for the Sacramento Kings with about 5 minutes to play, even less than that. With about 3 minutes to play, it's still a double-digit lead for the Sacramento Kings over the Brooklyn Nets. And then D'Angelo Russell absolutely lost his mind.
Here comes Russell. Pull up three is good. Back to Russell. He'll take and hit. D'Angelo Russell with 27 points. Russell has 15 in the quarter, 32 for the game. Shot clock fading. Russell switched on Barnes now through the lane. Lays it in. Russell connects on a three. Russell will take and hit. Russell on the attack. Lays it in. It's a one-point game. A new career high for Russell. He has 42. Russell again veering to the rim. Lays it in again. The comeback completed. What a win for Brooklyn.
Brian Rucco on the Yes Network. The Brooklyn Nets trailed by 25 points in the fourth quarter. They entered the fourth down 25 points. Team that trailed by 25 points entering the fourth had played 3,031 games. They had lost 3,028 of them. Think about it. If you trailed by 25 points entering the fourth, you were 2-3,028. Now, there's 3-2,028. That's how epic that comeback is last night. And D'Angelo Russell scored 27 in the fourth. He had a career-high 44. He scored 27 in the fourth. And his shots were incredible. He was shooting three-pointers, driving to the rack, athletically laying it in, cutting through the defense, dropping it from deep. D'Angelo was on fire. And if you think about it, this is what the Lakers envisioned when they drafted him number two overall. D'Angelo Russell was supposed to be this guy. Russell was supposed to be a would-be star. People compared D'Angelo Russell to Russell Westbrook. And he never was that in L.A. And maybe it was immaturity. Maybe it was a bad situation. Look, the Lakers have been basically a disaster for nearly a decade now, since the end of the Kobe Bryant years. And D'Angelo found a home in Brooklyn with an organization that has direction, that has a future, that now finally has its draft picks back, that has a very smart head coach in Kenny Atkinson, that has a very, very smart general manager in Sean Marks. And they said, without the Boston Celtics draft picks, in other words, without our draft picks that the Celtics have, we need to find ways to recoup that type of talent. We gave away our first-round draft picks. We gave them away in a terrible deal from the previous administration that might go down in history as the worst deal in NBA history. For Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce, we gave away all of our first-round draft picks. So what the Nets did was they said, we've got to take gambles on guys that would have been drafted high that maybe we can squeeze more out of. So they tried with Jahlil Okafor. They tried with D'Angelo Russell. Okafor didn't work. Russell has worked brilliantly. And D'Angelo Russell playing like this, you've got to remember, he's still in his prime. It felt like there were lost years and his career was over. But he's in his prime, playing in the perfect offense for him, with the perfect coach for him, and the Nets are going to be in the playoffs. Now, I don't think that the Brooklyn Nets can get out of the first round. Because in the East, if they end up as a 7 or an 8 seed, to me, the Bucks and the Raptors are unbeatable in that first round. But if they somehow got a Celtics team that had Kyrie Irving with 1 foot out the door and infighting throughout the season, if they somehow got the Philadelphia 76ers, whose comfort with one another has always been kind of askew this season, and who takes the final shot, and how do the offense run, and are they properly coached, suddenly the Nets can become a pretty plucky team. But what the Nets were able to do, hooking up D'Angelo Russell to the rejuvenation machine, last night came to fruition in an amazing way. That was a stunning comeback. Down 25 in the fourth quarter, coming back to win on the road across the country. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. Chris tweets, DA, I'm on the staff at Abilene Christian. Why would you guys not want more basketball? Give me one more week of March Madness. Hashtag go Wildcats.
And so we called it March Madness.
Yeah, this is where I'm out on Andrew Bogish. And he's a good father. He's a kind sir, but he's a bozo. He wants less March Madness, less college basketball. He wants the tournament field at 32. No. Because the first round starting at noon Eastern on Thursday, and then again on Friday, is one of the most brilliant, beautiful, epic sports days we have, and he wants to get rid of it. What is wrong with Andrew Bogish? Truly un-American. I'm ashamed to say that he's part of this show.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.